Welcome to the Matchmaker Matchmaker podcast, where we tackle the toughest questions about dating. We are your hosts, Aliza Ben Shalom
and Rabbi Yisroel Bernath. And without further ado, let's get to our question of the day.
Rabbi, have ye a question today?
I've got an interesting one for you today.
Oh, I like interesting.
This writer writes, I get a lot of calls assuming that I'm married, like, hi, Mrs. so-and-so. Hmm. Or if I meet someone who doesn't know me well, they'll say, what's your maiden name? Hmm. Or are you bringing your husband to the charity event? How do you best reply? Do you correct them? I usually just say, I haven't been blessed to find my mate. What would you say?
I like to be a little bit playful, and I also like to put a little bit of the responsibility on them to help me find that person, right? Like, if you're assuming that and you don't know, then I got to give you an update and, like, you know, something, I don't know. Okay. Let's banter this out, but something like, newsflash. I don't actually have a husband, but maybe you know him. Have you seen him? Right? Like, you know, like, I'm trying to think of other ways that I might play with this. Like, my husband? Oh my gosh. I haven't seen him, like, ever, because I'm not married. Do you know him? You know, like, they say something.
Hi, Mrs. So and so. Really? I got married and I never knew?
Right. Okay. Here's why I like playful. It promotes humor, laughter. It releases positive, good endorphins in our body, which allows our brain to calm down. It allows us to engage in a fun way. And then it breaks the ice. Humor breaks the ice. Yeah. And now, first of all, they can go, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know. And you're like, of course, I didn't know either. Not until you announced it, right? And you can play back with them. But it allows you to take the moment and make it greater than what it could have been. Like, great, you're assuming I have somebody. I don't. Maybe you know them. Why? I don't know. Anybody in your life could potentially be your matchmaker and set you up. So why can't I just talk to you about that?
Anyone can be your matchmaker. Are you bringing your husband to the charity event? God willing, with your help.
Do you provide those too? I didn't know you provided dates and husbands for me. That sounds
amazing.
Great.
And all it costs is $360 for the event?
You got $360 if you give me a date. Call me back. I give you 2 weeks.
I love it. It's so great. I love your philosophy. Anyone could be your matchmaker. You don't know who it's going to be. So that person calling you where you get maybe something offended, don't be offended. That could be your matchmaker.
Right. I love it. And I also just like humor. I enjoy humor. I enjoy looking at life and just going, okay, newsflash, surprise. Oh, that's interesting, right? As opposed to like, oh, why does everybody think I'm married? Like, what am I going to do? Give somebody a lecture? That's not going to feel good. Like, how? I don't see any other way to react that's going to get you something that you need out of the situation, which is a potential opportunity. Like, somebody could actually say, yeah, hi, Mrs. So-and-so, would you like to come and bring your husband to the event? And you joke back with them and they might go, well, maybe I might know somebody. Tell me more about yourself. Mm-hmm. Boom. Opener. Well done, my friend. And even if you don't get a date, you made an effort in a way that like that door wasn't even open to you. There was a random door that just opened. Who doesn't want to open up another present and see what's inside? Like, I don't know what's behind that door until somebody engages in a conversation with me. And there is so much potential. I think this world is full of so many gems. And there are so many gem moments that have so much potential. And we mostly miss them. We mostly actually miss them. For example, you know, you go to get your car washed and you're pulling out and the guy's like, you know, have a good day. God bless you. And you're like, amen. I say amen. I don't say thank you. You're like, thank you. Thank you what? No, thank you. God bless you or have a great day. Amen. I heard a blessing here. I'm going to grab onto it. And I'm, you know, taking the opportunity to grab a gem that's in this world. Somebody just said something. Use it as an opportunity and a springboard for your advantage. It's there. It's in your life. It came to you. So, like, don't spring into negativity and like, rah, rah, if I only had a husband, I'd come and I'd pay you $360 if you could produce that. Rah, 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 rah. Like, who's going to set you up if you say that, right? Am I right here?
Absolutely. I think, Elisa, you have to write a book, How to Navigate This World as a Relational Human.
Ooh, that sounds serious, but I'm going to make it fun.
No, I'm saying, but really, because there's so many people who get offended, that take things personally, when there's so many opportunities for relational bids.
Yes. Yes. Yes, it's so, so true. There's so... If you think about from the moment that you wake up until the moment that you go to bed, just one day out of your life, do me a favor, count how many relational opportunities you have with whatever random people. You get on a bus or a train, or you take your car, even nonverbal communication, you're driving in your car, you wave somebody on, right? You know how some people wave you on and they're like this, they give you this like, yeah, this nervous wave. And you're like, dude, you having a bad day? I mean, who's in the car with me? I think one of my kids was in the car. It might have been my oldest. And we're driving and I talk to the other people on the road. Like I interact with them. I'm a relational human. You're right. I could write this book. So I talk to them. So somebody's like rushing around the corner. It's really my turn to go. And they like cut in like as if they, you know, and I'm like, please go ahead. Looks like you've got somewhere to go. You have the right of way. My pleasure. Have a nice day. It's like a whole entertainment thing. Now, they heard nothing, but I didn't sit there frustrated. Oh my gosh, why did you cut me off? What's going on? My blood's not boiling. I'm not all upset about this. I'm not up in arms. I'm just enjoying the moment and just being relational and relating even to the person that maybe can't hear me in the other car. I am kind of fun to drive with. You know what? Forget about everybody else. I live just to enjoy myself. I just amuse me. And like, if everybody else wants to come along for the ride, great. And if not, you know, you can get out at the next corner. I'll drop you off. Do you talk to cars, Rabbi? Do you talk? I mean, the people in the cars. No, you don't. I've been driving with you. You don't talk to them. You don't.
Sometimes if somebody like this time of year is always, you know, usually people are more relaxed. Somebody was this morning was really, really rushing.
Yeah.
And I actually looked at the car and I said, I bless you to get to your place alive.
Alive. That's really funny. Okay. So I think we should end with a blessing. And the blessing is, may you know how to respond in a way that will benefit you and potentially help you to actually find your mister.
Amen, amen.
Thanks so much for being here and joining us on this fantastic journey through relationships. If there's any questions that you have for us, we want to hear them. We love your questions. We love your feedback.
Thanks so much for being with us. And as always, may you find somebody wonderful. And when you do, message us.